USA News, I'm John Schaefer. In Bethlehem, Christmas carrying a heavy heart this year amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict in Gaza. The traditional Christmas Day events and concerts have all been called off, leaving Manger Square deserted and guarded by security forces. The usual festive atmosphere in Jesus' birthplace has given way to sorrow, dampening the typical lively town during this season. On Christmas Eve, Pope Francis offered a prayer for peace to the thousands gathered in St. Peter's Square.
Siamo vicini ai nostri fratelli e sorelle che soffrono per la guerra. Pensiamo alla Palestina, Israele.
He specifically mentioned praying for our brothers and sisters affected by the Israel-Hamas conflict and the war in Ukraine, expressing his concern for those enduring suffering, misery, hunger, and slavery. Police in Florida have issued an arrest warrant for a man who's wanted in connection with a shooting inside an Ocala mall that left one man dead and another injured on Saturday. The warrant is for 39-year-old Albert J. Shell Jr. for premeditated first-degree murder and attempted premeditated first-degree murder. The Biden administration is seeking congressional assistance to address the backlog of immigration cases within the Justice Department.
We've asked Congress in our latest budget request for a lot more money and authority to hire more immigration judges.
Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco, speaking on ABC's This Week, acknowledged that the Justice Department has successfully resolved a record number of immigration cases in the past couple of years. In the upcoming months, two American companies are gearing up to dispatch unmanned spacecraft to the moon's surface, marking an historic milestone as the first private entities to achieve such a feat. Both projects are supported by funding from NASA. Astrobotic, headquartered in Pittsburgh, and Houston-based Intuitive Machines plan to reach the moon's surface next year. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
There is considerable congestion at the nation's airports today as last-minute holiday travelers are packing those airports. Christmas Eve saw more than 100 cancellations and a number of delays, but today's statistics have surpassed those figures, with just over 1,400 delays and 140 cancellations reported at the last update. That is creating significant travel disruptions. Egypt has put forward a proposal for a new Gaza ceasefire agreement as war rages on between Israel and Hamas. There are newer reports of a Palestinian death at a refugee camp reportedly linked to Israeli airstrikes. Egypt's ceasefire proposal, though, falls short of Israel's demands. It wouldn't allow for Israeli troops to remain in Gaza after the war with Hamas is concluded. The Egyptian proposal also allows for Hamas to remain, which Israel considers a non-starter. An unaccompanied 6-year-old child who was flying on Spirit Airlines to visit his grandmother in Fort Myers was put on the wrong flight. Corey Myers explains.
Spirit Airlines, apologizing to the family, said the child was never in danger or unsupervised and was with one of their team members the entire time. Instead of boarding a plane from Philly to Fort Myers, the minor was put on a flight to Orlando. He called his grandmother when he landed. She drove 160 miles to pick him up. An internal investigation is being conducted by Spirit Airlines.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.